Now joined by head coach Adam Clark of the Gilman City Lady Hawks. Gilman City, take a look at the schedule here in recent days. Thursday, a 64-13 loss at Green City. A few off nights since then, and a home tilt coming up with Breckenridge on Friday for the Lady Hawks. Looking to break a losing skid of six games going into that Breckenridge game. Green City's a tough one, Coach, and I think we talked about this through the years, but what gets overlooked when you play a really good basketball team on the road like Green City is you know that stopping Brooke Littrell and in group over there is going to be hard, but they're good defensively too.
Yeah, there's a reason they're undefeated so far. They're an exceptional team. Up and down their lineup, they've got a lot of good-looking athletes that are aggressive and they shoot well, and they shot lights out against us early on in the game. We could have just, you know, put all our eggs in one basket and tried to slow down Littrell, but like you said, they've just got they're a good team across the board. I think they had three girls hitting perimeter shots in the first part of that first quarter, and you know, their full court pressure was really, really good. They do a good job of pressuring the ball and not getting in foul trouble and stealing the ball and making some good passes. And so it was kind of a whirlwind, and it you know, came over us faster than we could take a deep breath to hold on. So they're a very good team.
You have some ability on your team, Coach, but it's also youthful. You got a lot of 9th and 10th graders playing. And when you play a team as good as Green City, that generally there are a lot of juniors and seniors. It's just kind of what happens when you're on the road in a different atmosphere playing a really good basketball team. That can be tough on young people.
Yeah, you can. It was a pretty rough night for them. But I think they understood the level of competition they were playing. They were playing probably one of the best teams this side of the interstate, you know, in the north half of Missouri. And, you know, we talked about trying to find ways to be successful, making goals within the game and trying not to see the big picture and let it get you down. And so, you know, I thought one thing we did well was, you know, Julie Ward did a good job of getting to the free throw line. She was able to get there for 10 attempts, you know, and she was 70% from the line, so that was good. I thought Lindsay Snuffer did a decent job early on in the game of looking to hit some shots, and she got a three-pointer in the first quarter, so I thought that was nice of her to step up and be aggressive early on. And so, you know, and we were shorthanded that night. We had Sydney Gibson, usually our starting point guard, she was out with a concussion, so hopefully we get her back this week. And so, you know, it was kind of just one of those nights where it was a perfect storm against us, shorthanded and playing one of the best teams in the state, and you know, they're very, very good.
Yeah, very good. You know, you almost flush that one. You just get ready for Breckenridge. I had, you know, as I'm looking at the schedule here, and I don't have my calendar in front of me, which usually helps. I'm going to get that up here for 2020 at some point. But I realized that a week ago you had Tri-County, Coach, and, you know, not necessarily a close loss, but you had a couple of games against HDC foes, Winston and Tri-County, right around Christmas and in the new year where you didn't win, but you were more competitive and you were scoring the ball better.
Yeah, our game against Tri-County, you know, we ended up losing basically by 30 late in the game, but I thought the girls did a good job in the first half. Tri-County pressed us the entire game, and I thought early on the girls did a good job of breaking the press and taking care of the ball a little bit, and then we struggled right before halftime and gave up some layups. And so we fell behind by 12 at halftime, but I thought, you know, if we come back out, stay calm in the press breaker, and controlled a little bit, we could get, you know, maybe chip away at that lead and get back into it. But unfortunately, we struggled scoring in the third quarter and gave up some turnovers there. So I thought the girls did play well against Tri-County. They just kind of wore us down and pulled away in the second half.
Where's your team more adept at scoring right now, Coach? A lot of times where I see if teams, they don't score well, a lot of times they just struggle in the half court. And if they can't get out and run and get some buckets that way, they do struggle. Do you kind of feel like, are you pretty good at creating turnovers or getting runouts and things like that? Or are they getting better in the half court?
You know, for us, it's more about the half court. You know, we've only got 7 on the team, so we're not really pushing the ball hard throughout the game just because we don't have very many players put out there to give breaks to. So, you know, we're looking at our half court execution. I think us staying on offense a little longer than defense really helps us out, especially mentally. Fatigue will set in eventually for us, but if we can kind of control the ball and execute a little better on offense, I think that'll help us out a lot better.
Well, let's take a look at the Breckenridge game on Friday, Coach. What do you know about Breckenridge? What are the challenges that they bring to your gym on Friday night?
Well, I know that they're hungry for wins just like we are, and so anytime you've got teams like that, they're going to get creative if they can be, and their kids are looking for those opportunities to be successful, and so they're kind of in the same boat we are. They're going to be coming in looking to establish their game plan right away and try and take away some of our strengths, and so we've got to be the aggressor that night, and we've got to look sharp on defense and offense about our execution and our rotation, so to speak. And I think if we prepare well, I think it'll be a good opportunity for us to get a W.
You said it right, too, off the air, where we're talking about last weekend you had the ice storm come in. It looks like it's going to be, at the very least, messy Thursday and Friday. And you said, and this is true from a Gilman City perspective, you got the Gilman City tournament in 2 weeks. Just keep it clear for that last week of the month, right?
Absolutely. Last year was just a wash. It was an absolute nightmare trying to get the tournament in. We ended up canceling it. So if we get the bad weather in right now and get it out of the way for the Gilman tournament, I would be a happy camper.
We'll shift gears here, and we'll talk boys basketball with Coach Adam Clark coming up next.